Hello everyone, my name is Mohamed Al-Gohari and I'm an open knowledge enthusiast. I'm an Egyptian based in Cairo. I'm a board member and lingua manager at Global Voices, where I'm responsible for managing the volunteer community translating our website into more than 50 languages. My roles include translation, social media, and community engagement. My interests include internet governance, digital human rights, harassment in virtual work environments, and social media alongside traditional journalism. The internet as a space for the public is now mostly controlled by big private entities like social media companies, email providers, and other big actors. The role of public institutions and self-governing internet communities is now more important than ever. Companies like Facebook rely on organizations and communities like Wikimedia and the civil society at large to fight misinformation. These online communities always need to have a better role and more significant impact. There is an increasing need to design and execute better best practices to reach more volunteers and simultaneously converting these volunteers to strong leaders. Community outreach and capacity building are keys to supporting online public spaces. Community outreach needs to prioritize less privileged activists and communities, making technologies more available to newcomers and making adding knowledge easier. Open knowledge should be served by community coordinators, not gatekeepers. Gatekeeping effectively kills the open knowledge movement. A gatekeeping environment does not welcome newcomers. It's not interested in making public spaces more friendly in practice. Even though they claim the open space as an open one, even though they claim to work on policies for better contributing environments, gatekeepers think that volunteerism is not in their respective countries' cultures, while this is usually not the case. Surprisingly, many gatekeepers are volunteers. On the other hand, organizations overseeing managing online communities are responsible for managing a vital part of the internet as a public space. This can't be done if each department in these organizations, working on a global scale, does not diversify their hires. The focus on efficiency blinds the management of the needs they serve. Lack of diversity effectively leads management to work from isolated silos. Diversity showcases and reveals the full possibilities of changing internet technologies and environments for the better and avoiding abuse online communities face. Organizations working with online communities should devote more resources to capacity building and community outreach and push for more diversity among hired staff.